It's week 5 of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, John Bass, the head coach of the Pioneers, after a 3-1 start, joining us to talk about the 35-6 win against North Knox and getting ready for Linton Stockton. Plus, we're going to hear from Jordan Paul, the senior Swiss Army knife, starting DB, starting receiver. Hey, the only kicker on varsity right now, and well, he had 2 interceptions against the Warriors. He's clearly doing something right. So we're going to hear from both of those guys today on the program. Thanks to Bel Air Land, Pizza Chef, TF Ice Cream, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Mike Carey, the agent. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Week 5 of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. 2-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand in hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, run on Main Street. Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on Week 5 of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. We are joined by the head coach of the Pioneers, John Batts. Head coach, really appreciate the time. How we doing?
Doing great. Thanks, Brad.
I really appreciate you coming on here, talking about Pioneer football, a 35-6 win against North Knox, and this offense was humming, especially in the first half, scoring 2 touchdowns in each of the first 2 quarters. How do you diagnose that kind of success?
It was nice, kind of a change from the 2 weeks prior where we were a little slow starting offensively, but felt like we got off to a good start there on the offensive side of the ball. Had success early in the run game, and then late there in the first half kind of opened up the throw game a little bit. But, scoring on 4 of the 5 drives and a half, we'll take that each week.
So you had two touchdowns on the ground for Grant Davis. Really, really nice game for him. 16 carries, a workhorse, just under a buck 70 on the ground, and two touchdowns in the air. Obviously, the aerial attack and the ground game, they complement each other. But what do you think was actually more effective, the passing or the running game?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty balanced the other night. We ran the ball 18 times, threw the ball 18 times, and found success both on the ground and in the air. Like I said, we came out, we ran the ball early. I know, our first seven offensive snaps, we ran the ball and picked up good chunks of yards, kind of forced them to bring guys down in the box and then opened up some stuff in the throw game there.
Talking to John Batts about a 35-6 win for Boonville. The Pioneers are 3-1 through a month of the season. And, the Pioneers, after beating North Knox, everything looking good. Jackson McCain as QB1. I mentioned the two touchdowns in the air for him, 11 of 18, nearly 150 yards in the air. He's coming along. What do you think has been the biggest progression, biggest improvement he's made from week one to now week four?
I think the biggest thing we've seen with Jackson there from week one to week four is just the maturity, becoming more comfortable there in the pocket and making reads, finding the open guys. Thought he threw the ball pretty well the other night. A couple of balls that, again, we dropped, probably should have been caught, or very well could have thrown for three or four scores. But he's starting to see the field pretty well. Had a couple of runs the other night. Ironically, both of them were called back. It was kind of good to see him get out of the pocket a little bit and put his foot in the ground, which I think he's capable of a little bit more than he shows.
What do you make of Braden? I know that he was successful in the red zone when he got to some short yardage stuff. And you can go to him in the air, and the junior ended up making one of those two touchdown catches, had three receptions on the night for 32 yards. What did you see from the junior?
Yeah, I thought that was – he made some big plays there in the slot for us. We kind of got, some man coverage there and liked our matchups. But all of our receivers, they complement each other. We've got speed on the outside. We've got, trusted, reliable receivers there in the slot with Braden at the H and Tyler at the Y. Weapons that we feel comfortable throwing the ball to any one of those guys. So we're pretty blessed with the skilled guys we have.
Look, Coach, I'm bearing the lead here and talking about this 35-6 win against North Knox. Can't do it without talking about the defense. And sure, we're going to hear from one of your star defensive players very soon in Jordan Paul. But I want to talk about the run defense. You guys averaging only or giving up on average 2 yards per carry. And you had, as a team, 18 tackles for a loss. And those numbers are unreal. What was the defense doing right?
We knew that we had the ability to dominate the line of scrimmage. Our D line, from the get go, got a great push up front. Backers came to play last week. Those guys were shooting gaps, reading keys, coming downhill. It helps, in the secondary there. Like I said, Jordan had, you kind of mentioned it there already, two first half interceptions, one on the opening drive, and then another one there later in the half. We ended up scoring off both of those drives. But the defensive effort the last 2 weeks has been phenomenal. And actually, 3 of the 4 weeks of the season, the shutout Paley as well. But we're firing defensively. We're pretty confident and feel that we can compete with anybody.
In wins, Boonville has 3 of them to only 1 loss. The Pioneers have only allowed 20 points all season. The defense is looking great. So is the entire team. John Batts, the head coach, here to talk about it on week 5 of the Boonville Football Show. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Jordan Paul, the senior defensive back, receiver, kicker, had 2 interceptions on Friday in the 35-6 win against North Knox. He joins us in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. Ah, so many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even, shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on week 5 of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. And we have Jordan Paul, the senior Swiss Army Knife defensive back, receiver, and kicker for the Pioneers, coming off of a 2-interception game against the Warriors. He's here on the show. Hey, Jordan, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
I'm good. How about you?
All good. Yeah, really appreciate you doing this. And it's funny because anytime a two-way player has more catches on defense than he does on offense, it's always a slightly tilted stat. But obviously with your 2 interceptions in the first half, one of them on the opening drive, you really set the tone in this game. Take me through what you did well defensively to yield that kind of success.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely just trusted my coaches, trusted what they were teaching us over the week against what we've seen on film against North Knox. And I just stayed there kind of watching and let the play develop, and it really just came right to me on both of those.
What is the average celebration on an interception? You know, you make a catch, and on the offensive side, you got to move the sticks. I'm sure maybe you can celebrate a little bit, but when you make an interception like you did twice against North Knox, you're ending the drive. We're not going no huddle after that. No, it's all about you. So what do you do to really take that in and celebrate?
Yeah, our guys definitely came out and were celebrating with me. It was a lot of fun. I really just kind of got loud and aggressive and had everybody around me getting loud and aggressive with me, putting some momentum into the offense.
Ed Jordan, for you, obviously it's a special moment in your season, but in your career as well. This is your senior year. You only get one of these. How has senior year been for you so far? I'd imagine that a 2-interception game in a 35-6 win would be one of the highlights for you, but take me through what senior year has been like for you so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really good. It's been a lot of fun. You know, it's my last year, a little sad, but got a bunch of new guys out this year, making it easier on our guys. We got rotates, and overall, it's been a lot of fun. You know, first year with Jackson at quarterback, and he's been doing really well for his first year back, and the whole team just had a lot of energy. It's been definitely my favorite year of football I've ever had.
You know, it might be a good idea if you can put a bug in the ear of someone like Grant Davis or Jackson McCain saying, hey, guys, maybe you stop scoring touchdowns, give me an opportunity to kick some 3-point field goals. Maybe that's just something that I would maybe put a bug in their ear. Hey, we're already up 28 or whatever it is, 28-6. Maybe we don't need another touchdown. Maybe you give me an opportunity to show off my range. How much in practice are you working on your kicking ability? Because you are playing both ways, and you're kind of you're a full-time employee, so to speak, of Boonville football, your special teams, your offense, your defense as well.
Yeah, every day in practice we go out. I kick at the beginning of practice for a little bit, get my leg loose, and then on like Thursdays and Wednesdays we really go to our extra point team. And ever since Tripp got hurt, I'm the only kicker now on varsity, so I've really just been trying to stay confident, try to really worry about keeping it between the posts. Had a rough start to it, but it's starting to come back to me a little bit.
I'd say so. 5 for 5 on extra points. Then again, you have plenty of reps with the way this offense is playing after a 35-6 win against North Knox. The Pioneers are 3-1, and we're here talking to the kicker, talking to a member of the secondary, and a receiver, Jordan Paul, right here on WREF. All right, so getting ready for Friday night against Linton Stockton, by your estimation, and as a senior leader on this team, Jordan, what do the Pioneers need to do in order to get win number 4?
Honestly, I think we just trust our coaches, trust what they teach us every day in practice, and really hit it hard this week. Had a good first couple of days. Had a good film session on Linton, and I think we're pretty confident about what we can do this week. And we just really got to keep working at it.
Good stuff. Hey, Jordan, really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on what you've already done. But, hey, good luck on what's to come. Senior year far from over. Enjoy it.
All right, thank you.
That's Jordan Paul, the Swiss Army Knife for the Pioneers, right here on WREF. Week 5 of the Boonville Football Show. John Batts rejoins the program in a moment right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Bellaire Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bellaire Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Wrapping up shop here on week 5 of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Talking to the head coach of the Pioneers, John Batts, Boonville is 3-1 after a 35-6 win against North Knox, trying to make it 4-1 Friday night, 6:30 against Linton Stockton. The Miners are 2-2. Coach, what do you know about this team?
I mean, they're tough. Got some really good size. They're another run heavy offense that'll throw the ball what they have to. You know, I know they're 2-2, but those two losses are coming from out of state teams in Corbin, Kentucky, and Archbishop Alter out of Ohio. Both of those teams look really good on film. So you know, we feel Linton's a quality ball club, probably the strongest team we've seen on our schedule yet this season. They're good up front at the line of scrimmage. Got a real strong run game. But we feel, you know, our athletes outside and on the perimeter could be an advantage for us Friday night.
Looking at what you guys do, and like you said, there are some advantages that your team has on Linton Stockton. Is there anything that you see as maybe something that could be a vulnerability for your team that you're focusing on this week?
We think, you know, we've those guys up front have done a great job the last couple of weeks, but we got to continue to progress up front. You know, a big area of focus for us is just penalties, cutting down penalties. I mean, we had 13 against Mount Vernon. We had another 9 Friday, 7 or 8 against Southridge. And at some point, those penalties are going to come back to bite us. So we're running for those this week, and we're putting a big emphasis on being more disciplined, particularly at the line of scrimmage.
Linton's quarterback, a senior, Russell Goodman, he's liable to run the ball as many times as he does pass the ball. I know that you guys had a quarterback like that in Grant Davis a season ago. Does that prepare this defense of yours a little bit more for a guy like Goodman, the fact that you guys had a mobile quarterback, not that Jackson isn't mobile, but you guys had a run-first quarterback in Grant a season ago?
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's some advantages to that, to see that, especially for our guys who played a lot of scout a year ago, to be able to kind of witness that and see that. You know, Southridge is another team with the Leathers kid who's mobile. And Linton actually, you know, in their most recent game against Sullivan there, transitioned to put Paul Oliver, their big wide receiver commit to Indiana State, back there at the quarterback position where he had previously played for 2.5 years. So hard to say who we'll see at quarterback Friday night, but I know that both Goodman and Oliver have the ability to run and throw the football.
Again, John Batts here on WREF Week 5 of the Pioneer Football Show, talking all things Boonville football. Now, Coach, I'll ask you this, just fill in the blank for me, a little Mad Libs. What does Boonville have to do to get this win? So if Boonville blanks against Linton Stockton, they walk away with win number 4.
We've got to compete and control the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. And then defensively, we've got to, you know, keep them in check and get them to some third and mid to long situations. Some key stops on first and second down will be huge for us if we can do so and force Linton to have to throw the football. Otherwise, you know, like I said, they're a lot like Paoli, North Knox, Southridge. They want to run the football, and they're content with picking up 3-4 yards and walking the dog down the field there. So for us, we got to get stops on early downs and then control the line of scrimmage.
Hey, Coach, I'll get you out of here on this. Only a few minutes ago, we heard from Jordan Paul, the senior Swiss Army knife for your team, playing both ways, always special teams, offense and defense. I got to go there. I got to say it. Travis Hunter plays both sides, offense, defense, but he gets a break on special teams. You think we're going to get Jordan a break here? I mean, you're working him full time here.
No, Jordan's one of those guys, maybe one of the few guys on our team. Man, he doesn't come off the field. Like you said, I think we got a couple of special teams where we try to get him off to get him a breather. But he's a starting DB, starting receiver, takes care of our kicking duties. Really good athlete. Another kid, you know, we feel we got a lot of quality kids in our program. Jordan definitely meets that criteria. Great young man, hard worker. Who's put himself in a position to be playing as much as he is.
Yeah, no doubt. Impressive young man on and off the field. Again, that's John Batts, the Pioneer football coach right here on WREF. Coach, again, appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brad.
6:30 start on Friday. Boonville trying to make it a 4-1 start to the 2025 season. This has been the Boonville Football Show, Week 5 on WREF.